On this week's arts page, the History of Japanese Martial Arts exhibition opens at the National Museum. And later, an item from our poetry books. Stay with us. The National Museum, NMJ, a division of the Institute of Jamaica, IOJ, recently opened its Spirit of Budo exhibition, which will run until March 18 this year. Mounted at the Institute of Jamaica, IOJ, Water Lane Gallery, the Spirit of Budo, the History of Japanese Martial Arts, as it is officially called, is an overseas traveling exhibition received from the Japan Foundation through the Embassy of Japan. The showcase, which has been to several countries over the past 2 years, features artifacts, presentations on the culture of the samurai, live demonstrations and Japanese video games, as well as a dress-up corner where children are allowed to try on Japanese clothing. For every anime and manga aficionado, the exhibition also features a manga novel corner featuring favorites like Naruto and Dragon Ball. Director of the NMJ, Dr. Jonathan Greenland, says days have been set aside for special lectures and discussions.
There are going to be a lot of displays and films and things going on during the course of this exhibition. Starting on the 21st, Saturday the 21st, we'll have a talk by Mr. Tetsuri Onishi, who's our Japanese curator here. But it just so happens he used to work in a samurai castle in Japan, so he came at the right time.
There will also be a special day for students on Thursday, January 26, involving Japanese martial arts, films, and food. Schools wishing to attend the exhibition should contact the NMJ at 922-3795 or email nationalmuseumjamaica@gmail.com. Dr. Greenland says the word Budo means martial ways and refers to a path to self-perfection, both spiritual and physical. The launch on January 14 featured live demonstrations of Aikido and Shotokan Karate, led by local federations of Aikikai and Shotokan. The audience was also treated to some bone-breaking action.
We will be demonstrating the breaking of boards.
In a speech delivered by Marissa Benane, who is the Director of Cultural Policy in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Portfolio Minister Olivia Grange said the exhibition would add an educational element to an already widely accepted culture, appreciated especially by Jamaica's young people.
As an art form, martial arts may not be as readily recognized. It is therefore exciting that the exhibition not only importantly examines the history of samurai culture in Japan, but will also explore the development of Japanese martial arts and the place of martial arts in modern global culture and popular culture. We know the interest that exists among our people. I would implore visitors to the exhibition.
Visit the National Museum at 10 to 16 East Street, downtown Kingston, from Monday to Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., or on Fridays from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and experience the spirit of Budo. From our poetry books this week, here is The Scent of Cain, part of the Poet Laureate feature.
The Scent of Cain by Earl MacKenzie. That night I reveled in the scent of cain. I was riding a bicycle in the cool Westmoreland night. The sugar factory perfumed the air with the rich sweetness. It was an old scent I knew, familiar to slaves whose pain produced it and to exploited workers who rioted. Now, the aroma blowing in my face was the fragrance of the year's most prosperous time. It was a reminder of wet sugar lemonade and Easter buns. And so I rode slowly, inhaling the sweetness of the earth.
Join us every last Friday of the month to hear more poems from our poetry book feature. Before we go, the next story time at the Kingston and St. Andrew Parish Library happens this Saturday. This month's focus is fire safety. And that's it for this week's Arts Page. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.